Jesus. You are Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords. You are Jesus. Jesus, you are Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We call him Jesus, 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 Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for this day. As we begin this morning calling the name of Jesus, we would like to thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you've blessed us to be able to see. Thank you for life today. Thank you for allowing me to be in my right mind. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for an abundant life, the life that you have promised me. For you said in your word that you come that we might have life. God, that means that before you came that our end result was death. For the Bible also declares that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you, O God, today for giving me another chance to say yes to your will and yes to your way. Thank you for giving me everlasting life, and not just everlasting life, but life that more abundantly. So every day that you allow me to see, it's a day, oh God, that you have promised me an abundant life. Every week, every month, every year that passes is another opportunity for your word to be fulfilled in our lives for a life that is more abundantly. God, help us today in all of our ways to acknowledge you. Help us today, God, in all of our ways and all of our actions to seek you first. Help us, oh God, today, oh God, that as we bless your name and as we call your name, God, and as we honor your name, God, to come to you, to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, we call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh God, there is strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There is healing, there is redemption, there is joy, there is peace forevermore in the name of Jesus. That's all we have to do is call on his wonderful name. For at the name of Jesus, the Bible tells us that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. What a wonderful name, a name that demons have to flee, God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful name, God, that at the name of Jesus, sickness must obey. You have given us power to call on your name. And so as we began this hymn this morning, Lord, I didn't have a song. You hadn't placed a song on my heart, Lord. And in the midst of our opening, God, you had me begin to sing the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, your wonderful son, your wonderful and only begotten son, Jesus, the lover of our soul, the one who died on the cross for our sins, Jesus. The one who lived a sin-free and a sinless life on this earth to give us a perfect example of what a holy lamb and a holy believer should be without spot and blemish. God, Jesus, the one who hung up on Calvary's cross for the remission of our sins. Jesus, the one who said, not my will, but let thine will be done, and that I must be about my Father's business, even at the age of 12. I'm calling on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the one whose blood that was shed on Calvary's cross for the remission of my sins. Jesus, the one who went into death. He was buried, oh God, in that tomb. And in 3 days, just like he said, he rose again with all power in heaven and in earth and over hell and over death. I call on the name of Jesus, the one who is still in control, who sits on the right-hand side of his Father. I call on the name of Jesus this morning because Jesus is the only way in the world that is so much more disturbed, so much more in despair than the days that he lived on this earth. We thank you, God, that there is still power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That as we go day by day, and as we walk along this perilous and perilous pathway, God, Jesus is still the same. He was in the beginning, John said. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Oh, God, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of mercy. I'm talking about Jesus who lived on this earth some 2,000 years ago, and I'm talking about the same Jesus that will come again for his people, for those that believe on him. He will, after the sound of the trumpet, he'll come and crack open the sky, and he'll call those that have already died in Christ, and then those that remain will be caught up to meet him in the air. I'm talking about Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It's the one that we lean and trust on today. We thank you for your sacrifice, Lord. We thank you for your blood that was shed. We thank you for your blood that washes us, that makes us whole, that washes away every single crimson stain. Lord, we are nothing without you. Hallelujah. We can't move without you. We can't live without you. We don't have our very being without you. God, we are nothing without you. So, Lord, Hear the pleas and hear the cries of your people as we need a revival to spring forth in this nation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we can do all things through Christ. It's through your Son. It's through Jesus Christ that we can. Not only can we do all things through Christ who strengthens us, God, but you, God, you make all things work together for our good, for those who love the Lord, for those who love Jesus, for those who are called according to his excellent purpose, God. Your Son gives us access to your almighty power. Your Son gives us access to redemption and restoration. Hallelujah. Glory, God. Your Son gives us access to everything that's about you. And we thank you, God, that you are everything that we need and more. You give us access to you through your Son, Jesus. Thank you for being an intercessor for us, Lord. Thank you for being a mediator between us and the Father. Thank you for being our covering. Hallelujah. Your blood is what covers us. Oh, God, and it covers your love. It covers a multitude of sin. God, your blood, oh, God, is your love. For you made the, you gave the perfect sacrifice so that we might have life. You died so that I might live. And I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for taking my place on the cross. Thank you for taking my place, for death was my call. Death was my destination. Hell, oh God, was the place that I was destined to reside in if I continued in the way and continued in the state that I was in. But I thank you, God, today that no longer am I led by sin. I thank you, Lord, that no longer am I stuck in darkness, but you have called me out of darkness into your marvelous light, to have a relationship with you, to have fellowship with you, to abide with you, God, to pray to you, to seek your face, Lord, to turn from my wicked ways, God. I want to say thank you, Lord, because you provide the access to the Father that I need each and every day. And as we learn to pray, God, give us what to say. Give us what not to say. Give us how to pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The disciples came to you, and they asked you, Lord, teach us to pray, as John the Baptist has taught his disciples. And you gave them a simple blueprint, God, for fellowship, a simple blueprint, God, for relationship, a simple blueprint, God, to commune with the Father. First, you tell us to acknowledge how great he is. Thank you for being such an awesome brother. Hallelujah. God, I glorify you, God, because you did not leave us here alone. You did not leave us here by ourselves. You didn't allow us to just continue in the same mess that we were in, but you gave us a way. You said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God, you gave us a way, Lord. You showed us a better way. You showed us how to get to our God and our Father, our Savior, our Rock, the Creator of the heaven and earth, because you are such a wonderful big brother. I want to say thank you, God, for being so merciful. I want to say thank you, Lord, for being so patient with us, your siblings. For when we were called out of darkness into your marvelous light, we became joint heirs with you. And since we are your family, you gave us a blueprint to get to your Father. You knew the blueprint, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You knew just what we needed to do. So you walked by example. You lived by example. You stressed upon those disciples that were around you constantly, oh God, to do your Father's will. You told them constantly that I'm here to do my Father's will. I'm about my Father's business. I must do what he that has sent me told me to do. And I submit to him and I surrender to him and I yield to his will, because his will is better than my will. His ways are better than my way, because I've come to be about my Father's business. Big brother, you told us, you showed us how to have relationship with God. We have to be obedient. We have to submit to his will. We have to turn from our wicked ways, and we must spend time seeking his face. And a part of the solution to seeking his face is you tell us that men ought to always pray. And again, when your disciples asked you, how to pray. You told them to make God's name glorious. Hallowed be thy name. To make his name glorious. To make his name great. To make his name like none other. We make your name glorious, God, this morning. We give you all the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise, for you are a wonderful God. No wonder angels bow down before you. No wonder heaven and earth adores you, God. No wonder the sun rises every morning to give you glory, God. No wonder the moon comes about every evening, God, to magnify your name, for God. For you are a strong power, Lord. The righteous can run into your great name, and God, and find safety, God. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. We lift up your name, for your name is worthy of praise. You're worthy of the glory, Lord. You're worthy of the honor, God. You are majesty. You are the great I am. You are everything, God, and more to us. We bless your name, God. We make your name glorious this morning, for you are worthy. And hallowed be, hallelujah, thy wonderful, thy great, thy majestic, thy awesome, we magnify thy great and holy name. Hallowed be thy name. And may we declare that thy kingdom come. Let your will be done, God, and let your kingdom come for us this day. God, you bless us to be here, not to just wait to live in heavenly places. But God, let your kingdom come in our lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thy will be done, God. If we let your kingdom come, God, we can have heaven here on earth. We don't have to live, God, in despair. We don't have to live, God, in lacklusterness, God. We don't have to live, oh, God, in any state, God, oh, God, that's unpleasing or that's not ordained by you. But you tell us in your word that the steps of a good man, God, that means our life. Because every day that we take, every step that we make, oh, God, is being in the land of the living. It's about our life. And you said, if any man be, you said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. That means, God, if you order our footsteps, God, you walk us and take us into our wealthy places, God. You destined us, oh, God. You know our expected end, God. And so since you have an expected end for us, God, and we submit to you, allow you to order our footsteps, God, you are with us, Lord. And everywhere you are, God, there is joy. Everywhere you are, there is life forevermore. Everywhere you are, Lord, there is peace. There is hope. God, there is life. And so, God, we live the good life here. Help us to seek your kingdom. Help us to seek that your will might be done. Help us to seek that your will might be done in heaven and in earth. We need your will to be done in heaven. And we need your will to be done on earth. And we must trust that, God, your will be done. In spite of what it may look like. In spite of the craziness and the foolishness and the carelessness of the world that we live in today. Hallelujah. God, we declare thy will be done. Let it be done today. Let it be done in my life. Thine will be done, God, in my home. Thine will be done in my relationship. God, thine will be done in my marriage, Lord. Thine will be done in my ministry, God. Thine will be done on my job, God. Let thine will be done as I drive to work. God, let your will be done. Let thine will be done as I speak and as I walk and as I talk and as I react and as I live, Lord. Let thy will be done. And if I believe that your will is being done in my life, and I know that I'm in your will, the word promises that, our God, the hallelujah, your word promises us that all things will work together for our good because your kingdom has to come. And our time is not, we are vagabonds in this land. We are travelers, Lord, and we try to settle ourselves. We try to take up roots, God. We try to get all of these things and understand that your kingdom has to come. And if your kingdom come, God, we are only here temporarily. Our lives are as a whisper, God, here. We're not here to settle, God. We're not here to plant roots, Lord, but we're here as travelers, waiting for your kingdom to become, to be done, waiting for your will to be done in our lives, waiting for you to return just like you said that you would. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then we ask, you told us to ask the Lord to provide our needs. Give us this day our daily bread. God, bless us with our needs today. You promised us, Lord, that you would provide all of our needs according to your riches up in glory. And sometimes, God, it doesn't seem like our needs are being met. It doesn't seem like things, oh God, are the way that we desire for them to be. But God, you didn't promise, God, to provide our wants. You didn't provide. You didn't say that you would provide, God, the things, the extreme things that we ask for. But God, you gave us this one confidence that when we pray, God, we can have the confidence to know that you hear us. And if we, God, have that confidence that you hear us, then the word also tells us that we can be confident that we will have what we have petitioned for you. God, not only do I need for you to supply my needs, God, but I need you to provide the desires of my heart as well. And so, God, I ask as I seek you. Your word promises, Lord, that if I seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, there it goes again, that word kingdom of God, that you would add all these things unto me. God, that means, God, I don't have to just settle for the needs, oh God. Yes, you are a provider of needs, oh God, but you are a God that provides, oh God, for desires as well, as long as they are according to your will. So let us submit to your will, Lord. Let us submit to your way. And let us be thankful, God, for everything that you've done. God, I thank you, Lord, today for the home that I live in, God. I thank you. That's a part of my need, God, shelter. Oh, God, from the rain, shelter from the heat, shelter from the storm, shelter from the cold. God, I want to say thank you for my home today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I say thank you for the vehicles that you've given me, God, to be able to drive to and fro from work. Yes, there are some issues with them, God, but I thank you that I don't have to ride the bus today. God, I want to say thank you, God, that I don't have to, God, slug into work every single day. God, I say thank you, God, that you've given me a mechanism to get to and fro safely and effectively. God, I say thank you. Thank you, Lord. My body, oh God, is not necessarily in the state that I want it to be in. God, there's pain in different areas, but God, I say thank you for even the thorns of my flesh that I have, because your grace is sufficient. God, you supply all of our needs. God, I want to say thank you for the food that you have given us that are in our refrigerators today, Lord. Some of it may have come from the Praise Pantry, God. Some of it, God, may have come, oh God, from the store. But I thank you, Lord, today for what you have provided. For you have provided all of our needs. You have met all of our needs, Lord, according to your riches and up in glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for electricity in my home. Thank you for allowing me to be in my right mind. Thank you for the water flowing, God, in my home. In the mighty name of Jesus. I just want to say thank you for the little things, because if I can trust you, God, in the little things, Lord, you can trust me with the bigger things and the greater things as well, Lord. Make me, oh God, available, God, to trust you, God. Make me, oh God, willing, God, to say yes to your will and yes to your way, God. If I can appreciate, God, what I have, Lord, it makes room for the greater that you have in store for me, God. Give us an appreciation, God, for all that you've done for us. Not only have you brought us out of darkness, but you have brought us into a wonderful and a marvelous life. God, you supply all of our needs, and so they said, and give us our bread. Daily, God, daily I shall worship you. Daily I shall seek your face, Lord. Daily I shall hunger and thirst after you, Lord, because you are the provider and the meter of our needs, Lord. And not only are you the provider and the meters of our, the one who meets our needs, God, but you give us an abundance of you. And every day that we walk with you, every day that we talk with you, God, every day that we abide with you, God, makes the day great, Lord. Hallelujah. Every day we say, yes, Holy Ghost, have your way. Every day we say yes to your will and yes to your way, Lord. You are meeting, God, our daily needs, and I need you every day. Oh, God, every day I need your glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that's a part of my needs, God. You, oh, God, our daily bread, God, I need your glory, God. That, oh, God, is meat for me, God, is to be in your presence, God. Oh, God, for your spirit to abide with me, God, it's a daily need, God, our daily needs. Oh, God, our daily needs, God, is not necessarily, God, those things of this physical world. Daily bread, God. Is being with you. Daily bread, God, is walking with you and talking with you, Lord. You provided them manna from on high. God, that's what you did for your children as they wandered in the wilderness, God. Daily manna, Lord. Daily bread. That was for the physical, God. But what not only do we need our daily bread to be met in our physical world, but God, my soul hungers and thirsts after you. My soul hungers and thirsts after being, I mean, after more of you. I hunger and I thirst after righteousness, Lord, today. Fill my cup, Lord, today. Fill my, satisfy my hunger, satisfy my thirst, God, today as I seek after your wealth of riches, your wealth of life, life more abundantly, your presence, your glory. God, give us this day our daily bread. And then forgive us of our trespass, as we forgive those that trespass against us. One of the hardest things for us to do, Lord, is to forgive. It seems like it's harder for us, God, because we hold on to grudges or we never forget. But God, when we trespass against you, you throw our sins into a sea of forgiveness. And the world, I mean, the word declares that you forget them or you remember them no more. You cast them away. And so when we confess our sins, you're faithful and you're just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Give us your heart, Lord, today. Give us your mind, Lord, today. Give us your character, God, today. And if we have your character, God, there's no thing that we will hold against anyone because you have forgiven us. And like you have forgiven us because you love us, give us the mind, give us the heart, give us the mentality, forgive those that have trespassed against us. For if we do not forgive those who trespass against us, God, you, the one who sits high and looks low, will not forgive us of our trespasses, Lord. And that means that death in hell will be our final destination. Forgive us our debts, Lord, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And then lead us, Lord. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's my prayer, God, this day, that you will lead us today, that you will walk with us today. Lead us through the path of darkness. Lead us through the path of righteousness, God. Lead us through, oh, God, this perilous pathway, God. Lead us today that we may walk strong, that we may have our heads held up high. There's things and situations that we, journeys that we have to go through today. Some may have to go to court. Some may have to go to work. Some may have to go to school. Some, God, may have to get on the road. Wherever it is that we have to go today, lead us, Lord. Lead us not into temptation, but God, give us the eyesight. Give us the understanding. Give us the patience and the peace to wait on you. For those that wait upon the Lord, you shall renew them. You shall allow them to mount up with wings as eagles. You shall allow them to run and not be weary, walk and faint not. Let us submit to you and lead us, God, today, not into temptation, but deliver us, God, from every trap, every snare that the enemy sets. We boldly declare right now that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every word that rises up against us, God, we put it under subjection right now because you are leading us. And it's your rod and your staff that comforts us. It's your rod and your staff that guides us, your rod of correction to get us right and your staff to help guide us and lead us to the places and the things and where you need us to go. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. You gave us the blueprint, God, for life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for teaching us how to pray, how to interact with our God, how to commune with our God, how to petition our God. And several of us, God, have many petitions, Lord, that we have laid before you. Some are unspoken, God. Some are known. Some are, as I said, unspoken. But we thank you, God, that you know all things. But you told us even to cast all of our cares upon you. That means that we have to give them over to you. We have to give them over to you. And when we give them over to you, then your will is done. Your word is done. Your word is done. And your will is done in our lives. And so we must learn how to pray. And this time that we live in today is a time of desperation and a time that we need to pray. You tell us that men ought to always pray. And when we always pray, that means that we're always seeking your face. That means we're always petitioning you. That means we're always chasing after you. Because when we chase after you, God, you say, they that seek after me shall find me. And you told us in your word, you promised, God, that we'll find you, God, that we'll get to you. And so we bless your name today. Because we can get to the source of our strength. We bless your name today because we can get to the strength of our lives. We magnify your name today because you are sovereign God. You are holy God. You are magnificent Lord. You are everything that we need and more. We bless your name and we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty, what a mighty God we serve. And so, God, I was trying to get to our prayer wall to see the petitions, oh, God, that have been laid before us. God, I remember the name of Pat Zekman, Lord. I don't recall all the names. The Miller family, Lord. All of the ones that have made petitions on our prayer wall. The Coulter family, Lord. You see our petitions, you hear our cries, you hear our pleas, and I ask, God, that you come to our rescue. Lead us, God, in every decision that we make. Help us to consult you, Lord. Before we make the decision, before we make the final solution, Lord, give us to pray. Give us to pray today, not only for ourselves, but to pray for our families. Give us today not to only pray for our families, but to pray for our coworkers, to pray for the nation, to pray for our pastors, to pray for our leaders. God, help us, oh Lord, today to pray and give all over to you. Whatever it is that we're struggling with today, whatever it is, oh God, that's affecting us today, whatever it is that's causing us to have issues or causes us to be concerned or causes us to be dismayed, help us to give it over to you. We yield to you. We submit to you. We cast our family over to you because you care for them just as much as we do. We cast over, God, our coworkers and our jobs over to you because, God, you care. You give us jobs to be able to meet the needs in our day-to-day lives, God. Thank you for my job. I didn't tell you thank you for a job. Some people don't have a place of employment, Lord, and I say thank you, Lord, for giving me the means and the mechanism to provide for my family. Thank you for helping me to be a man. And I thank you for the ladies for helping them to be the women of God that you called for them to be. I thank you for being a provider for those, oh God, that are single parents, Lord, today. Thank you, Lord God. Meet the need, Lord, just like you did with my mother, Lord. You met the need, God, day by day. You provided our daily needs, God, for my mother, Lord, and I know that you're not a respecter of persons. That you did it yesterday and you'll do it again today for those that are in need, and you'll do it forevermore because you are the same. Bless the single parents, Lord, today, whether male or female. Bless them, Lord. Bless them to be all that they can be, oh God, for their children to be the example that you call for them to be. Bless them with all the resources and the needs. Meet all their needs, God. but help them to understand, God, that they cannot make it on their own. And the reason my mother was able to make it, God, on her own was because she was not on her own, but you were with her. And she sought after you, and she made sure, God, that we were in the place to hear your word. She made sure that we were trained up in the way that we should go so that when we grew older, we would not depart from those ways. She put us in a place of victory, God. And today, she's reaping the harvest, oh God, of all of the work that she did. Thank you, Lord. Bless single parents, Lord, today. I pray for pastors everywhere, oh God, today. Help us to hold on. Help us to continue to fight. Help us to continue to trust in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to continue to seek that your will might be done in our lives and not our own. Have your way today, both now and forever, in the mighty name of Jesus, and uphold us with your right and mighty hand. Strengthen us, Lord, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, to run on, God, so that your will might be done in our lives and that we may be the vessels that you call for us to be, to lead by example, Lord, not to lord over or hoard over, excuse me, or lord over the flock, Lord, but to lead by example. I pray for pastors everywhere this day. Help us to hold on to you. Help us to continue to trust in you. Help us to continue to have no doubt in you. For you are our rock. You are our source. You are our strength. You are our God. You are our present help in the time of trouble. You are the one that we need, God, today. And you're the one that's going to help us to lead the sheep to the promised land, oh God. And we don't want to lose any sheep. So I pray for each and every pastor. I pray for the flock, oh God, that we are leading. And I pray for each and every ministry, Lord. I'm winding down in my time as we get ourselves prepared to head down to Portsmouth in support of our AIM convention, Lord. I pray for my bishop, God, today, Bishop Ted Thomas, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you strengthen him today. I pray that you encourage his heart, oh God, today. As he speaks to us tonight, God, lead, guide, and direct him and give him the strength to preach with power and clarity under your anointing. Give him a long life, oh God. Oh, God, bind sickness in his body right now, God, and speak life and breathe life into him right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Anoint him from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet and give him the desires of his heart, Lord. Give us the pray for our leaders, Lord, today. I pray for the pastors in the Great Northern District. I pray for Mother Nellie Towns, Lord. Send her the resources. Send her the help. Send her the strength that she needs, Lord. I bind that acid reflux that's ravaging in her body, Lord. I bind it right now. You said whatsoever we bind on earth, you will bind in heaven. And whatsoever we loose on earth, you will loose in heaven, God. Do it right now. I speak healing over her body right now because your blood still works. You are still that balm in Gilead, God. I speak healing into the life of Mother Towns right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for the success of our meeting. Let it be successful, Lord. Help us to support them. Help us to support the meeting. And then I pray for each and every member of Praise Center. Lady Yolinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Starr, Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, and Brother Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller, Brother Eric Coulter, Sister Connie Coulter, little Jalen and Christopher, Yasmina, and Zachariah. I pray for Sister Valerie Miller and Brother Victor Merriweather. I pray for each and every one that you've given me charge over here at Praise Center. Help us to be that church that praises not only what we do, but God, that we endeavor to make your name glorious and offer you a sacrifice of praise at all times. Let your praises be in the mouths, on the lips of your people on this day. For I declare, God, that this is the day that the Lord hath made. Thank you for making this day for me. Thank you for making a way of escape for me today. Thank you for allowing me to walk into my wealthy place today. Thank you for life. Thank you for victory. Thank you for strength. Thank you for refreshing. Thank you for renewal. God, thank you for revival. Let an individual revival break forth in us today. And let your will be done in our lives, that you may receive the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that may belong to you. I bless you, I thank you, and I magnify your name this day. Be with us all day long, and we'll give your name glory, honor, and praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this day. Amen and amen.